I'm Sean Crawford. State Representative Luis Arroyo of Chicago has been charged with trying to bribe an unidentified state senator. The news broke just as state lawmakers returned to the Illinois State House to begin their fall veto session. Brian Mackey is Illinois Public Radio's State House editor. He joins me now to give some more details about what we know in this case. And Brian, Representative Arroyo was not among those in Springfield today. He was in a federal courtroom in Chicago.
That's right. And he says that he is not guilty of these charges and will be fighting them, although that is not stopping people in Springfield from calling for his immediate resignation.
And among those would be the House Speaker, Michael Madigan.
That's right. The first person out of the gate on this was House Republican leader Jim Durkin, who held a news conference around midday to say, Representative Arroyo has until the end of the day to resign, and if he doesn't, I'm going to begin proceedings under House rules to start investigating him, and the ultimate consequence of those proceedings can be that someone can be removed from the House. The last time this came up was with a state representative named Derek Smith, who was also accused of attempted bribery, and he refused to resign, and the House ultimately ended up voting to remove him. Then, a little later in the afternoon, Speaker Madigan joined the call of House Republican leader Durkin. He said his office had already been in touch with Representative Arroyo's lawyers to talk about resigning. Apparently, Arroyo had already stepped down. He was in charge of the Appropriations or Budget Committee dealing with capital, construction, infrastructure, where it was obviously a big infrastructure bill that passed this year. He had a big hand in that. But Madigan went further and also joined Leader Durkin in calling on him to resign fully from the House of Representatives and said that, like Durkin, he too would begin the process to remove him.
And again, how long would that take if they decided to take some action? That would not be immediate.
There is a process here. It involves hearings, and the subject person has a chance to respond if they want. I mean, it could take months before that would come together.
And Brian, you've been reading through the federal complaint, and I know you're still trying to digest that, but what's the basis here? What do we know about this case right now?
There's a bigger question here, which is obviously we've been talking a lot about federal investigations of Illinois state lawmakers recently, and State Senator Martin Sandoval's office was raided by the federal government, and his home was. Some of those documents in those cases that have been made public mention gaming companies. So what we know so far is that allegedly Representative Arroyo was being paid as a lobbyist or consultant to support sweepstakes machines, which are kind of like video gambling machines, but apparently they don't pay cash for winning them. They were reportedly legalized a few years ago in Illinois, but there was thought to be some need for some additional legislation around these machines. And according to the charges by the federal government, Representative Arroyo met with a cooperating witness, one who is a state senator, not named. That person eventually wore a wire with Representative Arroyo, according to the indictment, and basically said, if you support my legislation, I can help you out. I can, you know, put you or somebody you know on a payment. I'm getting $2,500 a month. Does this sound good to you? That sort of thing. So what he is accused of is essentially bribery for legislative action.
And we'll continue to follow this case again. Brian Mackey, our IPR State House editor, and we're following news that a sitting state representative, Luis Arroyo of Chicago, has been charged with bribery. And despite calls for him to step down at this time, he remains a member of the Illinois General Assembly. I'm Sean Crawford.